This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 6th June 2026. Let's get to the top stories. A warm day across Israel, with clear skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Haifa is enjoying a gentle breeze, perfect for those heading out to enjoy the day. Here are today's headlines. First, an Israeli strike earlier today killed a Lebanese army general and two soldiers. The IDF says it is reviewing the incident, as reported by Times of Israel. Also, the family of a baby killed in Hebron claims that soldiers shot them after they stopped their vehicle. This account comes from Walla, reported earlier this hour. Also this hour, Lebanon condemns Israel after its military targeted an Elaf vehicle, believing it to be linked to Hezbollah. That's according to I-24 News. Separately, Hezbollah has rejected a U.S.-brokered ceasefire deal between Lebanon and Israel, as reported by Forward from earlier today. And finally, Axios reports that Trump previously announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon, which remains politically sensitive for Netanyahu. Reaction has been swift on social media. Mark Dubowitz, a prominent analyst, posted just minutes ago explaining why he avoids debating critics of Israel, pointing to insights from Sam Harris. Andrew Fox shared thoughts on the moving memorial inscriptions on Commonwealth war graves, posting earlier today about the enduring impact of these sacrifices. Noga Tarnopolsky, a journalist, notes two cases of mistaken identity within 12 hours. She highlights the IDF chief of staff's recent warning about the risk of the army imploding. Let's go deeper, starting with the Israeli strike in Lebanon. Times of Israel reports that the IDF struck a Lebanese armed forces vehicle suspecting Hezbollah activity. This incident led to the deaths of a general and two soldiers. Israel has ordered the evacuation of southern Lebanese villages as tensions rise. The situation remains tense, with potential implications for regional stability. Turning to Hebron, Walla shares that the family of 7-month-old Sam Fahd Abu Haikal, killed by IDF fire, presents a narrative contradicting the military's. They claim soldiers fired after they halted their vehicle. This tragic incident underscores ongoing tensions in the region and challenges faced by civilians. Meanwhile, Lebanon's government is condemning Israel's actions following the IDF strike on an Elaf vehicle. As I-24 News notes, this comes amid Hezbollah's rejection of a ceasefire brokered by the U.S. The rejection adds complexity to diplomatic efforts in the region. Now, on the diplomatic front, Forward reports Hezbollah's firm stance against the U.S.-mediated ceasefire. The move reflects the group's ongoing resistance to international mediation. This stance could hinder peace efforts between Lebanon and Israel. On the economic front, first, Globes reports that Prime Minister Netanyahu wants to cut VAT, an initiative that Ministry of Finance officials oppose due to the cost implications for the state. Separately, Ynet Business highlights a race among AI giants toward IPOs at trillion-dollar valuations. Companies like SpaceX and OpenAI are seeking capital amid concerns over an AI bubble. And finally, Kotek reports that Palo Alto's CEO declares the SaaS apocalypse over, at least in cybersecurity. This highlights growing demand for advanced security platforms in the AI era. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 6 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.